Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let me tell you guys about something we're giving away this hour. When I tell you to call in, that's when you call in. Not right now, because then Joe's just going to get pissed. It's four tickets to the Premier Lacrosse League games happening this Saturday and Sunday at Homewood Field. Tickets are on sale at PLLtickets.com. I'll tell you when to call in a little bit later.
Thank you very much, Con Man, joining us right now, courtesy of our Window Nation guest hotline from MLB Network Radio. He is our resident general manager, Jim Duquette. What's going on, Jim?
What's up, guys? This is the first time I've been on with the three of you, feels like, in forever.
Well, we're going to triple team you then. I hope you're okay with that.
this is the dream team here.
It's funny because we're not even all in the same studio. I'm in Tampa, the magic of technology. Jim, last week I had the pleasure of being in Sacramento in that minor league stadium. This week I'm in George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. And it dawned on me last night, this can't be, and I know these are different circumstances, especially Tampa, they're more of the victims in this, but it can't be a good look on Major League Baseball. Does MLB, the Rob Manfred MLB step in and kind of force the issue to get these teams back in the Major League Stadium sooner rather than later?
Well, I think with Tampa, just staying there because you're there, I mean, it's likely it's going to happen next year. They'll get back to the trap. And the trap has its own issues, of course. We've seen that over the years. It's a dated stadium. And, they're going to – it looks like they're going to build a new one there over the next couple of years. So that's the one that's more likely to happen immediately. It's a terrible look for the league. I'm with you. That West Sacramento is obviously – it's a triple-A – Triple A stadium because they're having the A's are having their stadium built in Las Vegas now. It's going to take a couple of years before it's ready. And I don't see them moving them back. You know, there had been some people thought, oh, they'd go back to O.co in Oakland. That's not going to happen. That relationship is severed. So I think we're going to have a team in the minor league park for this year and maybe two more years, which again is not ideal. And I'm sure you're seeing it too down there, Rob. Like, the ball plays differently.
It does.
The wind is a huge factor without the upper decks, without the second and third deck there. It's just, you know, ball does not play like a normal stadium. And it had an impact on Tampa early. It has had more of an impact on the visiting teams more recently.
Makes sense. Jim, as the deadline approaches, the trade deadline, what would you do as the Orioles general manager, given where they are and what's happened injury wise?
You know what? Ed, I think they gotta trade a couple of players. I'm not going deep into heavy trades, but certainly the guys that are going to be free agents, like O'Hearn and Mullins, whatever you can get for them, and just reset it. But there has to be an all out blitz on pitching, right? That's the obvious answer, but you'll have to, if you're going to move those guys, you might have to go a little lower in the minor leagues to get a decent pitching prospect in return, because people aren't giving up top of the minor league type of pitching. So, it's kind of the the tough situation on that. You want to get back some kind of major league ready talent, but it's going to be hard to match up, I think, with somebody who has that type of, you know, good pitching that isn't already in the big leagues, because there's so many injuries now in the major leagues on pitching. You know, the product's getting watered down on that side of things. So, you know, they're in a difficult spot, but I think they have to, they just can't, I don't see them coming back from this deficit that they're in, again, if they don't make this big rush mm-hmm. in the next month. So I would be moving any guy that's on a free agent contract at the end of the year.
Jim, what do you make of the AL East? The Red Sox trade Rafael Devers. The Yankees have been shut out for three straight games. One of those games was Kyle Hendricks with his 9 Ks. How'd that happen? And then you look at the Rays. I don't know how they're doing it. And the Blue Jays strike out less than anybody in baseball. I think this division's kind of flipped where we were a little bit ahead with the AL Central and AL West, and we were going, what's with the AL East? But it seems like it's righted itself, except for the Orioles.
Yeah, it is always competitive, and there are question marks or surprises. I think Tampa's been a nice surprise right now throughout the league, just the way they've played here recently, to your point. So, you know, Toronto, I'm not quite buying yet. You know, we'll see if they can continue. I feel like they have more flaws on their roster than some of the other teams within the American League. But I think it kind of goes to, you know, we've said this a couple of weeks ago. The American League really is up for grabs. That's the shame of it with the O's is, and they could, you know, a small percentage chance could get back into it if they were to get on a, you know, win streak of 8 or 9 games, get closer to 500. Seems unlikely still, but, you know, it still is up in the air. The Boston Red Sox are fascinating because they got worse after this trade. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to, you know, fall out there. We'll see. But, you know, they're playing a lot on the chemistry and the payroll flexibility that they have now that they traded Devers. But that only goes so far. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with Boston.
Jim, we're coming up on the official halfway point of baseball, and we probably won't talk to you before then. So give us in about 2 minutes the state of MLB address.
The state of the league, are you saying?
Yes, yes.
I mean, listen, I think the good news is with this many teams in the mix for the postseason, the level of interest, the attendance has continued to go up. You know, I think that you always get, as you get closer to the All-Star game, you get more of the average fan that pays attention to the sport here as the summer gets going, the school is out. There's a lot of things that are trending up for the sport in general. I think the commissioner has pointed to that here. There's obviously, the work stoppage is a year out from now, but there's a lot of people paying attention to that at the moment. But I think with the product on the field, the exceptions that we talked about earlier with the minor league stadiums, I think what we're seeing in terms of the level of play has been, you know, a lot more parity in the league, I think, overall. Even the Dodgers, who everyone thought was going to run away with it, haven't. So I think that's good for the sport overall, both here and in internationally, too, which the sport's made a lot of strides. So I'm more optimistic about it than I was 2 years ago.
There he is, Jim Duquette. Jim, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, guys.
Thanks, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.